And Mr. Hurt, let's start by explaining the background of what's going on with student financial aid. It's a whole new world for the federal government and for students. Tell us what's going on.
Absolutely, Tom. We've in the past few years, we've had significant changes, mostly driven by the credit market seizure that occurred in 2008. We've had, in our programs alone, we've had to go out purchasing loans to stabilize the credit markets. We've had significant changes, and we are now the sole originator of federal student loans. We had a guarantee program that the portfolio is still out there, but there's no more originations there anymore.
So originating all the loans, that's a major new mission.
It is. It's a significant shift. Operations for a loan guarantee program are very different from operations from a direct loan program. So we've had to basically move our operations much more to a kind of contractor oversight, to a direct loan, very specific operations, as opposed to compliance monitoring of the loan guarantees.
So give us a sense of the scope here. How many dollars will you have in the market, as it were?
This, as of this past fiscal year, we had $744 billion in loan principal outstanding.
$744 billion?
Yes.
Holy cow, that's a big number.
It's one of the largest in the federal government as a program, and it's growing at about 17% a year or more. I think in the recent economic times, we've seen more because of the fact that people are going back to school right now. So we are expecting a lot of growth. We're seeing a huge shift in that portfolio. As I said earlier, we're going to direct loans and away from FFELP. So it's big changes for us.
So let's talk about your function as CFO. Does your authority and your responsibility go beyond the operation of the program office itself to overseeing the repayment eventually of those funds?
Sure. There's a kind of a whole system of processes, starting with awareness to aid application to origination and disbursement, all the way through to repayment, and eventually, if need be, collections. So we, my office works with our program folks to ensure that we monitor the entire process. We do it as efficiently as possible. And effectively, we've got to make sure our collections occur appropriately. We've got to make sure awareness is happening. So there's a lot of financial management oversight that I'm responsible for.
And how many people are involved in this new program, the loan origination piece?
There's a total within our organization of 1,000 folks who provide oversight and operations. I'd say probably about two-thirds of them are dedicated towards a direct loan. That's a rough estimate. But obviously that's growing. What we do have to be careful about is not to lose sight of the loan guarantee program, because as the portfolio shrinks, that's a whole new set of risks that we have to have people around to monitor.
So in other words, you're winding down the loans that were originated by others as you wind up the loans that come from the federal government.
That's correct.
So when you originate a loan, when the federal government originates a loan, that is federal treasury dollars that are loaned to the student that's going to college?
That's exactly the difference. The loan guarantee was, it was private capital, and that's exactly the big risk that occurred in 2008. We had to step in and provide treasury capital and fix the market. And now it is treasury capital, essentially.
So I guess that makes you too big to fail.
I am, yes. My organization is too big to fail.
We're speaking with Jay Hurt. He's the CFO, Chief Financial Officer of Federal Financial Student Aid in the Education Department. Now, CFOs across government have the common requirement or challenge of getting clean audits for their program. What are the pressure points? What do you most worry about in your particular program of student aid, student loans, that you have to worry about to make sure that your financial books stay in order?
We've had two significant deficiencies. We've had clean opinions actually for many years, 7-8 years now. And we've had a couple of significant deficiencies we continue to work on. One is around IT security. We have to be, as the shift to direct loan, especially, we have to be very careful with PII data, Privacy Act data.
Right.
We also are very have to worry about the credit reform subsidy estimates, the way you calculate and account for costs. We've had some deficiencies that we're working through as well.
And so there's special federal specific financial principles that apply to these programs?
Right, right. That's in the Credit Reform Act. They lay out very specific ways to account for costs. Essentially, it's a net present value. You're bringing back your when you make a loan, you're bringing back and accounting for all costs in the year that you make the loan. And essentially, there's a lot of work, a lot of analysis that goes into that, and we're working on improving those processes.
Well, tell us generally how the federal financial management function has changed over the last few years.
Well, one of the good things clearly is the focus on risk. I think in the past we've always tended to react to things as they've occurred. With not necessarily an amount of forethought planning ahead that we should be doing. And the risk management, the focus on risk management, thinking about all the possible things that could go wrong and reacting to them. That's a great thing. And one of the federal financial management's tenants that kind of they've taken hold of that and really done a great job so far.
And these loans, I mean, do you make distinctions among different socioeconomic group people, members that are getting the loans like private capital would, so that you can make sure you get paid back? Do the interest rates vary? I mean, how does all that work?
Interest rate, they don't vary by credit risk. That's one of the unique things about the federal student loans. We will end up giving loans to anyone that is eligible, and eligibility is not determined by credit risk. But with that said, they could be subsidized or unsubsidized, depending on or the level depends on the economic conditions of the student.
So what does it take to be a great financial manager in the public sector days?
I'm still figuring that out, Tom. I really think back to that risk management. Just basics of doing your homework, of thinking through all the possible things that could go wrong, and planning for them. That's kind of one big thing. And second, I'd say, is knowing how to put together financial analysis that'll drive decisions and lead to real action.
And knowing that you have $744 billion on the street, that has to be something of an abstraction to you, or you'd never sleep.
It is. And in fact, it's funny, the big numbers often lead to funny behavior. Big numbers, people get lost in millions and billions, and then don't focus on the $10,000 savings they could do within their own office, or it just they get lost in that. So I get lost too, to be quite frank. So it's always focusing on every little detail of the costs and of the efficiencies of processes.
The pennies add up to dollars.
They always do.
The dollars add up to billions. What's your own background? Have you always been in the public sector?
For the most part, I was a consultant, but it was a consultant to the federal sector for a while, and I've been now, what is it, about 8 years in as a federal manager, I'm still learning.
Well, glad you could be at the conference. Glad you could join us this morning. Jay Hurt, CFO, Federal Financial Student Aid at the Education Department. Been great having you on.
Thank you, Tom.
And reporting live from the AGA conference, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.